Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this December 27th, 2022. It is 10:06 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Family Center. Looking forward to catching up with them. Right now, our good friend, Katie Wright, Events Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, is with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How was your Christmas?
You know, it was, we stayed here in Wisconsin, so it was very chill.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Literally, yeah. Chill.
It very chill. Literally.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Yeah, you enjoyed the Wisconsin Christmas. This is your first Wisconsin Christmas.
My first Wisconsin Christmas.
Nice.
I know.
You had a doozy of a first Christmas.
I know, but we had a white Christmas, and I never really get those, so this was nice.
Right on. Very cool. Very, very cool. We're happy to hear that for you and yours. Katie, there is, of course, so much to talk about with our chamber. We've got a new year right around the corner. Where would you like to start things?
Well, we do have an off the clock in January.
Yeah.
That is January 9th from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a networking event. We will have food that's being provided by Two Hearts Catering, and it is at the Elks Lodge. So there will be raffle prizes and more. Free to attend and it's open to the public.
First up, big shout out and thank you to the Elks Lodge. We love our friends over there.
Yes.
Great hosts, great place to go. Whether they're having events or not, it's always a nice place to be at. An event like this one, we know that how much the audiences, we've heard over the years, how much they love Off the Clock in that event. In this one in particular, it's going to be a lot of fun, not just being there, but having another event to kind of look forward to in January.
Right.
So things to do that. I think that when we get done with this part of these last couple of weeks of December, that first couple of weeks of January can feel kind of like a letdown almost a little bit. It's nice to have things to look forward to.
Exactly.
We've heard good things about the Off the Clock events.
These
have been very celebrated, very attended.
Very.
And is there anything that people don't know or you think people should know about Off the Clock, Katie? At this point, you've been doing this a little while here and everything. Have you gotten to experience any of these?
Yeah, so I've been to a few, and I feel like this is a place where a lot of our investors come, and I feel like this is a great way to meet people that are investing into the chamber and just meet people and businesses around our community because you never know who you'll be talking to.
It's such a great way to network.
Exactly.
To be able to talk with people and everything and find out so much more about your community. I don't think that we realize until that happens and we hear something, oh, I didn't know this was even in town, or oh, I didn't know you guys did this, or that kind of thing. Other things coming up in January, I see that you have Coffee with the Chamber coming up as well.
We do. Excuse me, that's on January 25th from 7:30 in the morning to 8:30 in the morning. That's a virtual event, again, free to attend, but you would have to register online at our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Looks like we're having Jennifer Revels.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be talking about four simple tools to retain your key employees.
Ooh.
So I think that'll be a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Big topic right now. With a lot of companies, if it isn't companies looking for employees, it's companies looking to hang on to their employees.
Exactly.
or companies just trying to do both, really.
Yeah.
And that how difficult that can be. One of the things that I think that is important with something like this is let's say you're an expert in this field. I would still encourage you to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to certain topics, especially something like this one, there are no bad conversations to listen to.
Right.
You can't get enough data to be able to combat something like this and to figure out, hey, how do I keep my employees? How do I make this work? Especially for smaller businesses.
Yeah.
Which I believe, from what I understand, Jennifer really, I don't want to say she focuses on or that's her specialty. I don't want to speak for her. But I know that is something that she's very knowledgeable about. There's such a difference of this conglomerate and how they treat their employees and how a mom and pop place or how a smaller business does.
Right. And I think this is a great, great one to start the new year off with.
Yeah.
For the year.
It is. And It's also important too, I think, when we're, because there's a lot of conversations about these topics, but I don't think there's a lot of knowledge with the topic. I think people just kind of like talking and honestly shouting headlines.
Right.
You know, where you hear from somebody like Jennifer, somebody who's in the know of this stuff and isn't coming into it with any angle. Like Jennifer's not in anybody's pocket or anything like that. She's just giving you data. She's just giving you, trying to help you hang on to your employees.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that something that is open to the public? Is that something you need to register for?
Yeah, so register online, again, at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It is a free event. It will be virtual, and again, that's at 7:30 in the morning to 8:30.
January 25th, so be sure to mark your calendars for that. And is that going to wrap up January for you?
It's going to wrap up January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot going on in February, too. Want to make sure to mention February or no? No.
You can mention February.
I just wanted to make sure to mention that February has a lot coming up. And not just February, but I mean the year ahead.
Yes.
So having been able to be in the position for a while now and kind of understanding a little bit of the routine, a little bit of the kind of things that, oh, this comes up this month, this comes up at that time, does that help you plan out the other events, like other ideas? Okay, I know that this month is booked.
Yeah.
I know that, so maybe I can fit it in here. Do you find yourself doing a lot of that stuff at this time of year, Katie, when you're planning ahead for the next year?
Yes and no. I know during the summer we're slammed. And with the annual meeting coming up in March, that's kind of been my focus since after all the holiday events have kind of stopped. But I have been thinking about other things kind of during the off time.
Yeah.
What we can do and plan around and go from there. Yeah.
It's an interesting position that you have, because it's one where there are certain things like, okay, well, I don't know how you can mess it up. Like, right. I mean, there's certain things they've been doing that for so long that, oh, this is tried and true. We know this is going to work. Maybe adding your own, you know, voice to it a little bit here or there or whatever. But otherwise, you don't have to reinvent the wheel here. It's already working.
Exactly.
But then, you know, you're a creative person. You're coming into a new position in a new area, and you're going to have a fresh set of eyes.
Yes.
And so you're going to be able to see things that maybe locals wouldn't, or people that we've been too close to it for too long.
Exactly.
So there's that part of it, too, that are you feeling more confident talking about that stuff and sharing those ideas? Because that's another thing.
Yeah, after, I think, you know, with the annual meeting, I haven't planned that before. So, you know, of course, it's overwhelming. But I think with events that I've already done, there's definitely things that I would love to redo or, you know, add on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot.
There are so many great signature events. We touched on a couple of them already this morning. But when it comes to those, I imagine you want to improve. And I don't want to say improve, because it sounds like there's something that was missing, and there isn't. It's more just evolving these and helping them and get even stronger.
Yeah, that's a good word. Very much.
Especially now that you've had some experience with some of these events, and you've been able to see like the Cranberry Blossom Festival. You've gotten to see that. You've gotten to kind of experience some of these things. And now when it comes around the next year, you're kind of like, okay, well, I know this and this. And I really thought that this could have gone differently last year, or I really would like to see this added to this year.
Yep. Especially with parades and stuff. I think, it's going to stay the same. It'll be great next year. Just a couple little tiny things that we'll fix, you know. Yeah.
As an events director, certainly your focus is events.
Oh, yeah. Very much.
It's pretty kind of in the title there.
Yes.
But there's other things that you're looking, keep you busy as well, I'm sure. When it comes to other businesses and having new businesses joining the chamber, that seems like one of those ones, too, that... I don't know, putting yourself out there always seems a little bit difficult, especially, you know, you're a new person in town and stuff. That can be tough to do. I know it was for me. How has that been going?
It's been going pretty good. You know, I'm still trying to meet new people and get myself out there. And, you know, with these off-the-clock events, I feel like it's a good way for me to meet more people for sure, too, and let them know how great I am and come to the chamber.
You are. Yes. Yeah, she is. She's great.
I'm great.
Guys. She is. And I will, I'll be a reference for you if you need it. Not that you need it, but if you did.
come meet me.
Yes. Come by to stop, too. You know, we always encourage people to stop over at the chamber and say hi. That's never a bad idea. when it comes to being a chamber member, we've talked quite a bit about the reasons to do that. I certainly think that if you are new to town business, there's not many better places that can help you advertise your business like the chamber can, and spread your name around and get it in nooks and crannies that may not always get into. But I love when I talk to people that have been a part of things at the chamber for a while, or people that have been in town for a while and they just joined the chamber, because that's interesting to me too, where you take a look at a business that may not need the advertise, and they may not need it, but they want to show that they support their community.
Absolutely.
That they are backing their community, that they invest in their community. And I think that's just as strong a reason to join the chamber as anything else.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have some of those big investors. They still continue to support us and help us. Even the little mom and pop shops, they've been great.
It's cool to see. It's such a giving community.
Yes.
The leadership, the community leadership program as well, is one that I like to always mention when it comes to the chamber and what they do, and kind of doing a little bit of a year in review here thing, Katie, right now in this conversation. And this past leadership group, just as strong as the others before. And it's something that I know every year I have somebody come in from Morning Magazine or something like that, and they ask me about the leadership program. And they have nothing to do with the chamber or anything like that. Just, hey, what have you heard about this and everything? And I cannot talk endlessly enough about it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things. And that is something I'm hoping to be into this coming year. So
oh, yeah?
I'm really looking forward to leadership. And we'll see.
Yeah. One of the things that I think, first up, keep in mind, if you are interested in this, encourage you to reach out to the chamber.
Yes, absolutely.
Become a part of the leadership program. But the things that they go over, the skills, the knowledge learned, the reasons that the things that you get out of participating in something
oh, yeah.
like this, very similar to what we were talking about with the off-the-clock event and some of these other events, where it's so much about the things that just happen organically.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the relationships you make, the new friends, the new connections you have, those are certainly noteworthy.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so much that just can only happen organically. You have to be there. You have to be engaged and involved to be able to find
yes.
out.
Yeah.
Also, it is a... It's such a gift of a chance to be able to make the connections or get the knowledge of your city so much better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you really find out. You can Google anything nowadays. I understand that. But
yeah.
the way to really understand the heart of your city is to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. You got to be there.
Something like this, it gives you a chance to not only do that, but to meet so many different people from so many different groups.
You know, when speaking of leadership, we did... They helped set up the lights down in Nakusa, and I went down there to just kind of help out. And everyone acted like they knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone just got along, and it was great to see everybody mingle and get along and do stuff like that as a community.
I wanted to also let everybody know that when it comes to the chamber's website and what the chamber does, it's also a great source to go for employment.
Yeah.
There are job resources, job postings, employment, demographics, education is on there as well. There are a lot of great resources for you at the chamber's website, or just contacting the chamber and finding out more.
Exactly.
And that goes as far as too as you know, how your feelings about events or event ideas maybe, or things that you would like to add to the, you know, to any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a strong community.
Oh, very.
And we want to keep it that way.
Yes.
And part of how you do that is certainly having fun things and events and having great leadership in the community.
Yes.
But also feedback from the community. Whenever we have people on and there's a survey that's out, or there's encouragement from the community to share ideas or anything, I stress it so strongly. In part because I know that we have such a good community that gives so well.
Right.
But they're as giving as they are with their time or their dollars and cents. We also tend to be Midwesterners. And we don't want to, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, or, I don't want to pry, or I don't want to offend anybody or any of these kind of
right.
things. And that's not the case with something with any of this stuff, really. It's more about, hey, what are your ideas? Share them with us.
Oh, yeah. And especially after some events I've done already, you know, I've heard feedback on how it could change for the people that are actually there doing it. So it's great to hear from people.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I don't want to say that you, because I'm not saying this like you guys need any help or anything like that. But it does help with, you know, everything from volunteers to making sure that, okay, with Off the Clock, with Coffee with the Chamber, with any of these events, that we're really hitting the note. That we're really doing, like, okay, this is actually, the community's liking this. The community's enjoying this.
Yeah.
The Chamber has no interest in just doing events just to do them.
Just do them. You know, we're just here to do it.
That'd be fun. It doesn't seem like a bad idea, but not a lot of pressure involved in that or anything.
No, not at all.
But it also probably doesn't have a big attendance. Probably not a lot of people showing up for something like that. When it comes to guests. Also wanted to let our audience know that you guys are always looking for guests when it comes to any of these events. Coffee with the Chamber is a great chance to hear from people. It's also a great chance for you to reach people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to planning out those events for the rest of the year, how is that looking? And I'm not asking for any like names or anything, but that coming together very well?
I think so. And I know Stacy, I think she's kind of helping plan those too. Mm. And it sounds like we're getting a lot of people involved with that. So
yeah,
I think we're doing pretty good.
Let's one more time before we let you go, because this is the last time you're going to join us for the year and everything. I know, isn't that weird? It's so weird. Let's go ahead and go over these one more time. Okay. These events to look forward to in January. You have the Off the Clock coming up on January 9th.
Yes, from 4 to 6. Again, that's at the Elks Lodge. It is free to attend, open to the public. We will have hors d'oeuvres provided by Two Hearts Catering. Lots of networking and raffle prizes. And then we have January 25th, Coffee with the Chamber from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. That is a free event as well. You will need to register on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And our feature speaker is Jennifer Revels on how to retain your key employees.
I want to come back to that for a second. I just remembered something that was brought up a while ago about Off the Clock.
Yeah.
The event is 4 to 6. If I am working until 5 and I come by at 5, that's okay.
Correct? Oh, that's totally fine.
I told the listener that, but she didn't believe me. She's like, oh, I don't know. You didn't ask the Chamber. So I wanted to ask on the air. Yes. So there you know.
Listener, you are welcome to come at 5 o'clock. We will welcome you.
I do love the idea of no.
No, that'd be hilarious. You cannot come. I will be there. I'm security.
Get out of
here.
Please, especially come to the like an event like that. Part of that is showing up when you can.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It's supposed to be a little loose. It's supposed to have some fun. There will be hors d'oeuvres. You got Two Hearts Catering too. I should have mentioned that like 4 or 5 times already. Two Hearts Catering is amazing.
I know. I'm very excited.
Really good people over there, and a great way to support local. A really tasty way to support local. Yeah. That is really cool. And you mentioned again Coffee with the Chamber. I just wanted to again stress that how good that Jennifer is at what she does. She's very informed at stuff. I've looked at her work before online. I haven't heard her speak before, but I've read some of the things she's had for previous interviews and stuff.
Yes.
She's very good at what she does, and it's a great opportunity. I can't think of whether you are a business manager, whether you own a business, whether you are an employee. You may be in a leadership position before you know it, especially with the way employment has been recently and everything. I can't think of many people that could not take something great from that conversation that Jennifer's going to be having. And I imagine that something like that costs tons of money. It can't be a free event, Katie. It can't. There's no way.
I know.
But it is.
It's a free event. It's free, guys.
All you got to do is register.
Yes.
How can people register for that one, Katie?
Yep. So online, if you go, again, to our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com, if you go to our events page and go into January, you'll find that event on January 25th. Just click it, and then it'll take you to the register link.
Mm. Yeah. Before we let you go, Katie, I did want to ask, as I said, we're kind of doing a bit of a year in review here thing, sort of. Anything in the past year that has really stood out to you about Chamber events, about things that you really enjoyed at the Chamber? I wouldn't want to ask you what your favorite event was or anything like that, or just to pick one. That's pretty tough to do,
it
I imagine.
It is tough to choose one.
But was there something that pops to mind right away when I mention this, or anything that really stood out for you?
Man, it's honestly the thing that comes to my mind is how the community again comes together. And even doing my first event, which was Summer Hummer, I took that on kind of at the tail end of when Hannah was leaving. And just the amount of people that came together and were having fun honestly, I think that makes my dream. I just love it at the Chamber, and it makes me so happy that people just come together like that. So
it's it never gets old.
It never gets old.
I haven't gotten to go do Lunch by the River in years. But you were there last year, weren't you? This last one I was.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't want to vote for the back fence anymore in that time slot, so I was able to get over there. And I forgot how much I enjoyed that. The food is great. All the great vendors, all of those are really great to see. It is such a nice, like, just in the middle of the week kind of thing where, oh, hey, here's all the community. Here's a ton of people. And the laughter, the enjoyment, the energy that is down there when you get down to the park. It's palpable. And it's one of those things that I don't know how you would really describe it unless you've experienced it and really get a chance to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that, especially because that means we'll have warmer weather.
I know. I'm so stinking ready.
I hear you there. Katie, thank you so much, not only for this show, but all year. It's been a really fun chance getting to know you, working together. Looking forward to another year of this coming up next year.
Yes, I'm excited.
If people have follow-up questions and people want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
You know, you'd think that I would memorize my phone number, but I haven't. But you could always go to our Chamber website. I'm on there. My phone number's on there. My email's on there. Yep. But again, if you know where the Chamber is, come and say hi to me. Come meet me. I would love to talk to you.
I'm cheating. I have it in front of me.
Well, tell them my phone number.
You can reach Katie Wright, Events Director, at 715-422-4859. That's 422-4859. Or email her communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Their website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, is another great resource here to go to, and encourage you to follow them on social media as well. Katie, have a great New Year's to you and yours.
Hey, you too.
We'll talk again soon. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.